incredible program. The result is a product that has exceeded the highest expectations of those of us who love the original Psychology of Achievement here at Nightingale Conant. This newest version is not only more relevant, it itself is destined to become another classic. Here, Brian presents the Psychology of Achievement as you've never heard it before, adding cutting-edge research and innovative concepts relevant to the new wired and global world in which you and I live and work. And of course, this powerful material is presented as only Brian Tracy can. So it's with tremendous pleasure that the Nightingale Conant Corporation presents The New Psychology of Achievement, Breakthrough Strategies for Success and Happiness in the 21st Century. Now, sit back and open your mind to the life-changing ideas of Brian Tracy. Thank you.
Hello, and thank you for listening to this program. I hope in the time that we spend together, you will learn some things that will change your life profoundly. I'm going to share with you some of the most important things I've learned in an entire lifetime of research and practice. These are ideas that I have shared with more than 5 million people in 46 countries. More people have become millionaires and multimillionaires using these ideas than perhaps through any other influence in history. When I started my life, I began quite humbly. I did not graduate from high school. I bombed out of the 12th grade, and the only jobs I could get were laboring jobs. My first job was washing dishes in the back of a small hotel, and when I lost that job, I got a job washing cars in a car lot. When I lost that job, I got a job washing floors with the janitorial service. I thought that washing was in my future, but as you could see, it was a downhill trend. And lost, when you're young, by the way, is a euphemism for non-voluntary career redeployment. This is where you get a chance to explore new careers unexpectedly. Today, they have severance programs to the end of the week or the end of the month. In those days, the severance program was to the end of the hour. And they would fire you at 5 to 12 or 5 to 5. I know, I've had both experiences. They'd come up to you and they'd look at you grim as death and they'd say, here's your pay, there's the door, we won't need your services anymore. Obviously, non-negotiable. So I'd go from place to place looking for a job and I'd say, I'm looking for work. And they'd say, well, we don't need much help right now. And I'd say, well, I'm the right person for you because I won't be much help, which wasn't helping my career. I worked as a construction laborer, carrying heavy things from place to place. I worked in sawmills, stacking lumber and trimming boards. I worked digging wells one summer, all summer long. I worked in the brush with a chainsaw. I worked in a factory putting nuts on bolts. I worked on a ship in the North Atlantic. I worked on farms and ranches doing work. I lived in my car at one time. I sometimes say I was homeless before it was respectable. Today, they call you a client. In those days, they called you a bum. When I was 23 years old, I was an itinerant farm laborer. I was working on a farm during the harvest, which is what an itinerant farm laborer does. I was sleeping on the hay in the farmer's barn. We used to get up when it was pitch black, 5 o'clock in the morning. I'd have breakfast with the farmer's family. We had to be out into the fields by the first light so we could get the crop in by the first frost. I was uneducated, I was unskilled, and at the end of the harvest, I was once more unemployed. And when I could no longer get a laboring job, like many other people, I got into sales. Well, I got a sales job, and I got the three-part sales training program. Here's your cards, here's your brochures, there's the door. And that was it. So I went out and knocked on doors all day long, cold calling, and spun my wheels, and I was very frustrated for a long period of time. And after about 6 months, I noticed there was one guy in our company who was making more sales than anybody else by a factor of 10 times. And I finally went to him, and I said, what are you doing differently from me? And he told me, and I did it, and my life changed. From that day onward, I began asking the question, why is it that some people are more successful than others? Why is it that some people have better lives, earn more money, live in beautiful homes, go to nice restaurants, have lovely vacations? You see them in magazines and newspapers and in the movies. But the great majority of people, 80% by their own admission, live lives of quiet desperation. They feel that they could be doing far better than they are, but they don't know how. I've eventually found the answers, and I applied them to my life. What I discovered was the law of cause and effect. The law of cause and effect in sales is very simple. It says if you do what other successful salespeople do, you eventually get the same results that other successful salespeople get. This law was first talked about by Aristotle in 350 BC. When everybody believed in gods and chance and luck and miracles and buying lottery tickets and so on,